regarding the capture of someone that was on the College Station's most wanted list. Let's first give a shout out to the person who contacted Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely. We sent a picture of James Loftus out a few days ago and listed him as one of our most wanted. He had several warrants, one of them being an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, where he assaulted a person with a hammer. And so we thought that was important enough to put that out and maybe have our citizens out look at helping us look for that person. We had run across him a couple of times, and he had run and was able to avoid capture two different times. And so we wanted our citizens out there looking for us. And a big shout out to the person that that saw Mr. Loftus in Bee Creek Park and called it in. And we were able to set up a perimeter, and Mr. Loftus ran just like we thought he would. And our officers pursued, and this time, since we had the upper hand and had a perimeter set, he kind of ran into a handful of officers and dove into the bed of a truck and was hiding there, and our officers were able to find him and take him into custody without incident.
Also, a shout-out to you all just for the planning that went into this, having attempted a few times, and this time around, making sure he had enough people that surrounded this gentleman and wasn't going to escape this time.
Yeah, I tell you, Bill, it's good old-fashioned police work. I mean, Mr. Loftus can run, but he can't hide forever, and he has a history of running from us, and he's fast. And when you've only got one officer that recognizes him and jumps out, and he gets a good head start, he's hard to catch sometimes. But because the citizen called it in and we were comfortable in the description that he gave and we felt like it was going to be him, we were able to set that perimeter up, and we had about five officers on scene. We boxed them in, and it went according to plan. So it was good police work. The officer that took charge of that did a great job, and now we got a bad guy in jail, and hopefully for a long time.